Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth and thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou so judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. God bless America was one of the most popular slogans and mottos and songs of the Second World War. You folks that were living then, and you men who were in the service, and you mothers and fathers, remember that the slogan of America was God bless America. It was sung in our churches. It towered from our skyscrapers. It decked our college chapels and adorned our Senate houses. It was stamped upon emblems and woven into banners. It swept the highways on automobile windshields. It soared the placid blue on airplane transports and plowed the seven seas with our merchant marines. It is indelible and undeniable that God has blessed America. The God of eternal peace, the God of history, and the God of infinity holds the destiny of the nations in the palms of His hand. The intelligent, benevolent providence of God is clearly and plainly manifested that He reserved and preserved this magnificent continent of immeasurable and inexhaustible resources down across the ages until He had a prepared people to possess and populate this prepared land. And that's America. While Homer sang and Hannibal fought and Rome rose and fell, the mighty Mississippi rolled majestically toward the Gulf of Mexico unseen by civilized and Christianized man. The great Rocky Mountains towered to the sky unknown and unsung. Broad acres of the western prairie were uncultivated and unharvested. The cotton fields of Alabama, the wheat fields of Kansas, and the gold mines of Colorado, and the coal fields of Pennsylvania, and the oil wells of Texas were undiscovered and unutilized. This vast, unlimited reservoir of resources were the possession of a few uncouth and untutored savages. This miracle of preservation is nothing short of the gracious purpose of God in reserving an adequate place for God to build a final and ultimate civilization. At last, a prepared people landed on the eastern shores of America. The clock of history on the walls of eternity struck the hour of destiny, and a new civilization climbed above the western horizon. From the smoldering empires of Europe, across the watery waste of the placid deep in 1620, came our pilgrim fathers who believed in the open Bible. They landed in the Mayflower at Plymouth Rock, and there along the New England's rocky-bound shores laid the foundation for the greatest nation beneath the gleaming sun of day and the stars of night. American history reads like a romance, sounds like a doxology, and looks like a panorama of bewitching and bewildering glory. What Canaan was to the old world, America is to the new world. The God who led the children of Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night has guided and guarded America with an unerring eye and an untiring hand. There has been tense and crucial moments in our history, but God has blessed us and protected America. In the past, America has honored God, and God has honored America.